producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, EE, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. And if you'd like to follow us on our Twitter account, that is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1EE. You can also give us a call at any time over the next hour, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, speaking of which, is it not interesting to you, America? Are you one of these little sheeple while you're empowering your government to become a bunch of wolves by waiting around to see what this president's going to say about the acts that are taking place on a global scale concerning terrorism, which defined again, friends, I'm going to keep throwing this out there as a remembrance to get this down into your heart. Let it fall into your ears and let it fall into your heart that terrorism is government by intimidation. Government by intimidation. We have been talking about this for some time. But again, friends, asking you the question, are you one of those that need to be reminded or told by the president as to what's taking place? I mean, folks, the conservatives today are saying, why won't he call it terrorism? Why won't he call it terrorism? Why is it that he is defending the Muslims? Why is it that he's defending the Muslims? Why is it that his administration isn't ready to respond in such a time of terrorism, friends? Why is his administration not ready? How come we've seen on the front page of the papers yesterday that the Air Force needs more bombs? And in a time where the President of the United States is dismantling our military and defunding our bureaucracies that are supposed to protect the American peoples according to constitutional law. And the American people are waiting to find out when the President's going to call it for what it really is. Well, when is the president going to, why does he hate us? Why is he trying to disarm us? We have eyes, but we see not, and we have ears, but we're deaf. We're dull of hearing, and we're dull of seeing. We don't want to call it for what it is. And that's what encourages tyranny to take another step the following day, because the American people are waiting for the president to call himself out, which he will not do. Every step of the way, he's encouraging. Folks, he's not only opening the doors to these radical Muslims, folks. He's encouraging them. He's alluring them into the United States of America. And America sits back and wonders as to what's going on. What could possibly be going wrong in our country today? Why won't the president call this terrorism? I don't care what the president calls it. I don't care what you call this treasonous administration, or wait for this treasonous administration to call it for what it is, folks. They're the ones that are guilty as charged. When are you going to wake up to the facts, friends? Not to be sat around and led about by the state-controlled narrative as to when is the president going to call it for what it is. Why is Hillary Clinton not calling this war against ISIS? Why is she calling this a conflict? I don't care what they say. I have eyes to see. I have ears to hear. I see who's guilty. I see the fruit on the tree. I don't need them to tell me what I already know. And see, folks, people aren't stupid. There's a lot of stupid people out there, don't get me wrong. But there's a lot of people, America, that they're on the boiling point right now, and this administration knows it. What you've seen yesterday on television was nothing more than a defensive move on the President of the United States of America, because in many ways, folks, what's happening right now is backfiring. And isn't it interesting? He finally called it terrorism. I don't care what he calls it, folks. They've already labeled you, America, as the enemy. Do you not realize that the DHS, Jay Johnson, he said he was poised in the position of the DHS for the very plight of the Muslims? The head of the CIA is none other than the clown himself, the stooge himself, John Brenner. And folks, who is John Brenner? He's a treasonous American who is converted to the Muslim religion. Folks, the Muslim religion is nothing but a dangerous ideology used to dummy down people while they can ride the backs through totalitarian methods to control the people. Who's Valerie Jarrett? Folks, why is she telling Barack Hussein Obama what to do? And we know that she's Iranian-born and that she's using freedom of religion against itself. In other words, they're using the law against itself. Why won't he call it terrorism? Who's the one committing the crimes, America? Or what about Loretta Lynch? When will Loretta Lynch, what is this woman's problem? Everybody knew who the Republicans nominated, 10 of them, to the position of the new DOJ. None other than Eric Holder in a woman's body. Everybody already knew that. So for her to come out and start going after people that might actually take a stand against those that mean to kill you, America, she doesn't defend the American people. She defends those that are doing the killing. But you already knew that. America, really, are you that blind that you need Fox, that you need CNN, that you need MSNBC to tell you what's taking place here? Oh, P.S., a little side note. D.C. Clothesline just put out an article this morning. Eyewitnesses saw three shooters in black. How come we're not being told about that? As a matter of fact, if you want to be told about that, go on and do a Google search, and MSNBC calls three actors out for the crimes. They named three, but we're told two. And eyewitnesses saw shooters in black, white men in black. How come we're not being told about this? How much of this is engineered? And why does it work, folks, for a global system every single time this takes place? Why won't he call it for what he is, folks? He's trying to disarm you, America. Why do we need guns? Why do we need... Well, let me ask you something. Why do the terrorists, these created individuals, why do they need guns? Mr. President, why are you and your administration, along with the CIA and federal bureaucracies, why are you the ones funding ISIS? Who's ISIS? America, really? And see, folks, that's just a little too radical for some people, because if it's too radical, then that means truth demands a response, and most people in this country don't want to respond. That's why you're in trouble right there, America. The audacity of the American people to stand around and wait for this administration that doesn't know how to tell the truth, that doesn't know how to magnify the laws of our Constitution, as to call it for what you already know what it is? Shame on you, America, if you're a part of the problem. We're going to take a quick break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to ask you some questions concerning this administration in
as
the last 8 years.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. There's a large pink elephant in the middle of the living room that everybody, namely the conservatives, are talking around. I'm sorry, a lack of conservatism. Everybody's talking around the issue when the obvious stands there staring them in the face. Loretta Lynch comes out and says that she is going to take seriously those that may be harassing or polarizing Muslims after we were just told what took place in California, that the Muslims were doing the killing once again. But she's there to defend the Muslims, not the American people. And then the President of the United States takes it a step further and says, why do we need these guns? Well, why do you have guns? And by the way, those guns that you have, Mr. President, belong to the people in this country, not you, the government, standing there against we, the people. Because we, the people, are the government, like it or not. Why is he trying to strip you, America, of your right to bear arms? Why would he ask you to give up your right to bear arms when there's a possibility of someone actually trying to take you out? Who is he working for? Let's call it for what it is, America. And in contrast, what are we seeing? Well, this is why he got up on the presidential bully pulpit yesterday, because he had to do a little defensive work, because he's seen that what was taking place was backfiring, because in America, people are at the boiling point concerning the Muslims in this country, because they see what's taking place across the globe concerning the Muslims. That's why they're being used, advancing armies to plunder nations. That's exactly the purpose of these Muslims. But the presidents are trying to disarm you in front of your enemies, friends. Why would he do that? 2 + 2 = come on, let's say, = 4. Little common sense. And again, here comes the Lord and he says, you have eyes, but you see not. You have ears, but you hear not. You're dull of hearing. You're blind as a bat. You're dumb as dogs, Scripture tells us. And yet it's right in front of our face. What could possibly be going wrong in our country? Who is the enemy? Well, who does this work for? As I've reiterated time and time and time again. But here's the conservatives, a lack of conservatism, talking around the pink elephant in the middle of the living room. You sicken me to the core. You're a part of the problem. You add strength to tyranny on a daily basis because you refuse to call it for what it is. And it's going to continuously go down the road. Now people are talking in America as to, do you think the president will actually leave? You think he'll have a third term? Well, let me ask you something. Who's attempting to create domestic terrorism, friends? The administration. Why? Because the communists, you can write this down as fact. The communists are trying to create domestic insurrection. Keep in mind that Obama's allied with America's sworn enemies, both without and within. That's why he's going around blaming America for everything that we are. And by the way, in many, many cases, he's exactly right, but he's a part of the problem. See, he doesn't understand that. See, America, you're hated by many countries because of what you've allowed your politicians to do to other countries. You do need to understand that. So therefore, the responsibility falls to your front door. And instead of people actually dealing with corruption in their government, they tolerate it. And instead of being the greatest nation on the earth, then you become the most hated nation on the earth. And why? Because of what you allow politicians to do to other countries. It's a bad place to be. But what could possibly be going on? Folks, you're attacked by terrorists, again, created. You're attacked by terrorists, and then you have this administration trying to disarm you? How much sense does that make? I'm just curious. I have to know. How much sense does that make? Here, I want to tell you what good sense says. Good sense says, constitutional sheriffs, which have more authority than the federal government, and America, keep in mind, the federal government is a creature of the states, not the other way around. Amendment 10, Bill of Rights. Read it when you get a moment. The states created federal government, not the other way around. They want to consolidate power to the federal government, and then they want to rule the roost. You have it backwards, America. And see, these are the things, these are the key points that you need to understand, because once you begin to understand who you are, then if you can allow them and cause them to understand who they are and who they are not, and how much authority they have and how much authority they do not have. Constitutional sheriffs, Joe Arpaio just came forward, Detroit policeman, sheriff came forward. We have others across the United States of America actually telling their citizenry to arm themselves, and if they see any of these attacks take place, to deal with the issue until the police force comes. Exactly right. That's how it should be. But that's not what this administration's doing. This administration is trying to strip you of your rights. Completely backwards, using the law against the law, along with his attorney general of the Department of Injustice, Loretta Lynch. Folks, if that wasn't a call for impeachment, the second or third thing that's come out of her criminal mouth, I don't know what's going to take place, folks, in this country, if you allow this to go on. For her to come out and threaten the American people, you better lay off the Muslims. That's what she's saying. Hey, we know that they just got done. Well, we were told in California again, they came out and they were shooting up some folks. They killed 14 people now. We were told. Right? We were told that, friends. Right? And then what does she do? She comes behind them and actually threatens the American people who are just subjected and victimized by the people that she's defending against you. Who's the enemy, friends? Wow. But we're waiting for the president to come forward and tell us what we already know. We got to turn the TV on and see what the great liar in chief's going to tell us today. When in fact, you know whatever he says, you can look the other direction, and that's exactly what he's doing. America, when are you going to stand on the Bible and the Constitution and say, no more, sir? Now we are the law. We understand who we are, and we are now going to deal with your crimes. That's when corruption's going to shut its mouth, and it's going to begin to live accordingly like the rest of us who are ruled by law and not a bunch of demigods because we've been told so, or we think we're above the rest of them. We're the elites. When's that going to happen, America? Come on. When is that going to happen? When America says, and they understand that justice is the guardian of liberty, when your enemies understand that justice is the guardian of liberty, guess what? They're not going to mess with transgressing or violating moral law anymore or constitutional law in this country. Not until then. And folks, as I always say, remember, listen carefully, you have a left because the right's not doing the right thing all the time. That's right. That's exactly right. And more importantly, people need to understand that this is happening in your country again. And I always go back to this because, America, until you reject this message or receive this message, one of two is going to be the outcome as to how this country remains or doesn't remain. If you will not hearken to me and will not do all these commandments, and if you despise my statutes, or if your soul abhors my judgments, so that you will not do all of my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I will also do this unto you. God says to a disobedient people, I will even appoint over you terror. I will set my face against you. You shall be slain before your enemies. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth you. That's a part of the curse. And if you will not yet for all this hearken, listen carefully unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sins. And I will break the pride of your power, and I will make your heaven as iron and your earth as brass. In other words, friends, things are going to get worse. And they're going to get worse. Folks, you're seeing all across the country. Let's go back to Paris, or let's go back to Germany right now. And remember when Mrs. Merkel said, the prime minister, right after the terror attacks over in Paris, you know, she's the one that said, we need to be more tolerant towards these people. Why? Who's she working for? She's the one that slapped down the German flag. Folks, you can watch the video. She slapped down the flag, and she said that Germany belongs to Islam. Now, for those that didn't know, you might want to do your homework and understand that your government dictates France and Germany. But we don't want to call it for what it is, because we wake up too many people, man. They're gonna put us out of business. That's the point, America. That's how you remain a free people, when everybody's ruled by law. When everybody's ruled by law, not just a few. I am so sickened to the core at the stupidity of the American people. I am blown away in so many different ways concerning the stupidity of the American people. To have the audacity to turn the television on to listen to the liar in chief once again pour out nothing but lies and lies and more lies on you. And the American people are the ones that at length turned the television on to see what he had to say. What's the president saying? You know, is he going to call it terrorism? Is he going to call it for what it is? Why is he defending these people that everybody knows are terrorists? Well, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to get to the point, folks. Wow.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Last shout out. Isn't it interesting how all these representatives are now saying that there's going to be another attack? How do they know all this stuff? How does Barack Hussein Obama know how to tame ISIS? How does he know that they're restrained and contained? How does he know all this inside information? It's pretty interesting how everything just kind of happens on cue, isn't it? Isn't it interesting how they always have these drills before these mass shootings take place that nobody ever talks about? Isn't it interesting how nobody pays attention as to the fact that there's a lot of truthers out there telling you what you don't want to hear right now, and then because the state-run narrative is to call it a theory, you fall in line because you want to put your head back down on the silk pillow of false grace and go back to sleep and live your own little selfish lives. Until time vindicates the truth and the truth teller. Isn't that interesting how that works? Hey folks, Steven Seagal just came out most recently and he started talking about how a lot of these shootings that are taking place are engineered. You better bet your bottom dollar they're engineered. Just like Adolf Hitler used the brown shirts, just like he used the SS. You better bet your bottom dollar they're engineered. I'm not saying Waco, of course. Columbine, not saying anything about Columbine. Ruby Ridge, no, we better stay away from that one because the government was actually sued for what they did to that man and his family. When they killed his little boy and shot his wife while she was holding a baby. That was your government, America. That was your government that did the killing at Waco, America. It was your government and the state-controlled narrative that set the narrative for you to believe what you were told. And most people in the country, did you hear about that wacko over there? Did you hear what he did? Yeah. Did you hear about the FBI trying to set him up for gun running? No, you didn't hear about that. You didn't hear about the three ATF members that were shot and killed by one of their own members. You can watch that on video, that were actually Bill Clinton's bodyguards. No, don't want to talk about that. Don't want to talk about those tanks that were used with the battering rams that killed all those little kids there by your government. Don't want to talk about that. No, because it doesn't fit the state-controlled narrative. I'm sick and tired of it, America. I did a little homework last week, me and my son, that does the producing and the production of this radio show. He's 11 years old. I said, honey, do me a favor. He said, what's that? I said, go online. Let's find out how many seats are in an average stadium in America that they are filled to the brim every Sunday. 52 to 100,000 people in every city that has a football game. That's how many seats are in those stadiums. You want to know why your enemy is saying that the new gods to America are sports? Now's the time to attack them. Deuteronomy 28, a part of the curse, verse 36, the Lord shall bring thee and thy king. He would love to have you call him king, folks. He's not. He's a loser. He's a liar. He's a treasonous individual. But the scripture tells us, and the Lord shall bring thee and thy king, which thou shalt set over thee, unto a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. And you shall become an astonishment, a proverb, a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. Folks, America, countries all over the world are trying to figure out what you're not doing and why you're not doing it. You have Muslim nations mocking your president, calling him a weakling. I just seen a video yesterday about how Michelle gives the orders in the White House. This is what the Muslims are saying. The Muslims believe that our president is on drugs, friends. He's on something because he ain't right and he ain't one of us. And I'm about to show you that in just a moment. Scripture tells us that the enemy shall be made the head, and you shall be made the tail. The stranger that is within thee shall get up above thee very high, and thou shalt come down very low. Folks, after these terror attacks, isn't it interesting how governors across the United States of America, isn't it interesting how they are actually telling citizens in the United States to go find a different country to live in if you don't like all these foreigners coming into America? Who's the enemy? Who's the enemy? See, folks, you know, the bottom line is nobody really cares about heroes until the enemy's at the gates. And I want to tell you something, America. We need heroes now. We need people that trust in the living God now. This is such a prime opportunity to deal with the entirety of those that we allow to represent we the people. I'm not talking about anything illegal. I'm talking about a lawful reformation. I'm talking about vetting government and holding every single one of them accountable for their violations of the laws that we're all ruled by in this country. Starting on the top. And then finding out who these special interests are that they work for. And then dealing with them. And then breaking the course off, because we know that Scripture tells us, and we're living in it right now, that the covenant of hell is disannulled. The covenant of death will be disannulled. It is. But we have to get back to the government giver. Exodus 18:21. Folks, when I look at Scripture and I look at judgment, it is so precise. Verse 49, chapter 28, the curse to a disobedient people. The Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. He shall besiege thee. That means a slow, incremental takeover. He shall besiege thee in thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down. You're seeing this happening on a daily basis. He shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Folks, he's only allowing this to happen to judge a wicked people. That's you, America. That's why we're in trouble today. We have forgotten our God. We care more about sports than we care about obeying God. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. Consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. Let me say it this way so everybody understands. Psalm 9, the Lord promised to turn that nation into hell that forgets him. See, folks, these people that you're dealing with and you're allotting to rule the roost are using the law against itself. They're whited walls. They're not there judging according to written law. They're there calling themselves the law. And whatever they say, arbitrary government goes. And folks, if you don't believe what I'm saying, why don't you go ahead and take a look at history? Because history is repeating itself. Speaking of which, some of the things that I was just talking about during the first and second segment, Tim Brown, senior editor, sonsoflibertymedia.com, just posted Obama's speech to nation on recent Muslim terror attack. I'm coming after your guns. Who's the enemy, America? Why is he trying to disarm you before those that they continuously justify and defend? Another one that was just posted is diversity is the problem. You better bet your bottom dollar. Folks, diversity is nothing but pointing the finger back at God and saying, you know what, we're not going to live according to your law, which liberates us, but we're too stupid to figure out the difference in some cases in this country, the difference between the definition of licentiousness and freedom. Because some people just don't have enough common sense to go look in their Webster's 1828 dictionary to know the difference. Folks, we're seeing more American Muslim man tackled while trying to hijack and crash plane. This was just posted today. We've seen some more stuff taking place over in the UK. We've seen where an individual was standing up with a knife in his hand, slashing away at people. They tasered him because over in the UK, friends, they don't want to kill them because they need help. I've seen a video not too long ago of a Muslim in the UK actually charging the police officers with tasers in their hands. He had a machete in their hands. But because they didn't want to shoot him, who meant to kill every single one of them, they just wanted to taser him because they wanted to help him. That's a people that deserve exactly what they get. It's exactly what they get. They deserve exactly what they get. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want to get over to this real quick before the end of the show. Folks, it's interesting to see what they'll put in President Barack Hussein Obama's public presidential library, if anybody shows up, and I'm not being facetious. About his early years when he was out of office. In a country where we took notice of many, many facets of our public figures' lives, doesn't it seem odd that there's so little we know about Barack Hussein Obama? That's his Muslim name. We know that, for example, we know that Andrew Jackson's wife smoked a corncob pipe. We know Abe Lincoln never went to school. Jack Kennedy wore a back brace. Harry Truman played the piano, and as Americans, we enjoy details about our newsmakers, but none of us know one single humanizing fact about the history of Barack Hussein Obama. Mysteriously, after 142 days in Senate in Chicago, he becomes the President of the United States of America. And by the way, if you have not seen the debate between him and Alan Keyes, oh my goodness, folks. You want to talk about a little kid with diapers on that can barely talk? Barack Hussein Obama? Concerning and going up against a guy like Alan Keyes? A black man who carries the spirit of our Christian forefathers? Who talks on three different levels? Who turned him upside down and spanked him 14 different ways? But for some reason, Barack Hussein Obama surpassed Alan Keyes. Folks, why is it that nobody knows anything about Barack Hussein Obama? I'm going to continue down this vein in just a couple moments, and we'll finish up on the next segment. But folks, this is pretty astonishing when you think about it. Nobody knows who he is, but yet they'll turn the television on to hear what he has to say, when in fact they can't actually validate anything he does say, because whatever he does say, he does exactly the opposite. Isaiah 5.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Bird and Primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer Primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, talking about the guy that the self-proclaimed and professed conservatives were watching on television last night, all sticking to the narrative. But I want you to understand, the man that's telling you what you're hearing today is doing nothing but defending and advocating, aiding and abetting your enemies at every step. No matter which way the political winds may go, he said he would defend the Muslims. Those that mean to kill Americans. Those that mean to kill anybody that doesn't agree with Allah. Have you ever taken the time to just listen to some of the stuff that these people believe? They're going to go meet Allah and they got 72 virgins. Isn't it interesting how this devil allures through the flesh? And Christ condemns? And isn't it interesting how their God tells them to go kill people that don't agree, yet ours tells us to go seek and save that which is lost? And isn't it interesting about the God of heaven that he gave his son to reconcile man back to himself through the death of his son? How many gods do you know that actually sacrifice their own sons to reconcile sinful man back unto themselves through the blood of their sons? He is the propitiation of the sins of the world. Here in his love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be a sacrifice for the sins of mankind. I'm adding mankind. These people are sick, they're carnal, they're reprobate, and they're enemies to we, the people in this country. Isn't it interesting the ACLU is going after anybody? Folks, this is all aimed at those that reject the New World Order. You do need to understand that, because the Muslims are being used themselves to be used as a political battering ram. Just like I told you, America, those that listen to me day after day for the last how many years? The homosexuals were being used as a political battering ram to make way for what? Sharia law. Now we're here and nobody's saying anything about it anymore. Nobody's condemning the things that I've said, because now everybody knows exactly what I said was right on the smack. I didn't say it out of my own mind. I said it from my heart, because that's what the Word of God says, and here we are. Once the American people begin to advocate and allow what God condemns, you better bet your bottom dollar there's going to be more devils coming through that same gate that you allowed to be opened in the first place. Illegally, might I add. Illegally. You're going to find out, America, your best friends are the ones that are in your face telling you the truth, regardless if you like it or not. You're going to find out, America, those are the ones that love you, regardless if you like it or not. Hey, folks, when you have people that are just petting you, the direction of your feathers, and everything is okay, they're telling you over and over, peace, peace, when there is no peace, they are your enemies. Remember, Jesus was betrayed with a kiss, and I'll tell you what, you're being kissed by a lot of people that hate your guts. They love you so much, they could care less about your souls. They could care less about their country. They could care less about offend. They don't want to offend anybody, friends, because they don't want to stand for anything. And because they don't stand for anything, they go along with the flow. They fall for everything. But folks, I'm talking about the president, that the guy at the, you know, the presidential bully pulpit yesterday. Nobody knows anything about him. Yet we know everything about everybody else. Actors, you name it, musicians, other representatives that the state-controlled narrative is to go ahead and deliver them up because they're worthless to a system that they're trying to create today. We know everything about them, folks. My information is all over the place. Everything we do as a ministry, we do it in the light, because that's the safe place to be. But Barack Hussein Obama, nobody knows a thing about this guy. We're all aware of the lack of incontestable birth records for Obama. That document managing, managing has been spectacular successful, because nobody wants to talk about it, because, again, the state-controlled narrative is, you can't be a birther. Man, if you're a birther, you lose all credibility. When in the fact, those that are demonizing those that are called the birthers are the ones telling folks, they're the ones actually committing the crime. They're the ones that are selling you down the river. They're just bought and paid for by the CIA. This is a fact. This is a fact. Either you go along with what we tell you to do, said Amber Lyon, or we're going to fire you. Just ask Amber Lyon. Just ask anybody else that's exposing the media for who controls and rules the roost and pulls the strings over there. It's the CIA. It's a different show, different day. But I'll tell you what, if you ever call into question Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate, I'll tell you, you're a birther. Okay, I'm a birther. I'm a birther. You want to be a birther too? I could care less if I have hell itself surround me, folks, and accuse me of something that's not true. I don't care about man's opinion, because I don't fear man. Man's the problem. We need God, right? So we better get back to the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, and stay there. There's no birth certificates of Barack Hussein Obama's daughters. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. There is other oddities of Obama's history that appear to be all well managed as the birthing issue. It's interesting that no one... whoever dated him has ever shown up. Nobody can ever say they dated Barack Hussein Obama, whatever their names may be, Mike, Bob, Joe, Tim, you know, you get the point. The charisma that caused women to be drawn to him so strongly during his campaign certainly would, in the normal course of events, lead some lady to come forward only if to garner some attention for herself. Because we all knew John F. Kennedy's magnetism, that McCain was no monk, and quite a few details about Palin's courtship and even her athletic prowess. What about Joe Biden? The pilot, the slippery, slimy snake himself. Joe Biden's aneurysms are no secret. Look at Cheney, that crook. Look at Clinton, that crook. We all know about their heart problems. Yeah. Their hearts are deceitful and above all things wicked. Who can know them? Desperately wicked. What about Wild Bill Clinton's exploits before and during his White House years? We all know about them. And that's why it's so odd that no one lady, not one lady, has stepped up and said he was so shy or what a great dancer. No, I will tell you this. Three homosexuals, a couple of them have been killed off because they came forward about Barack Hussein Obama. You probably didn't hear about that neither, but I know a lot of you have. Folks, it's virtually impossible to know anything about this fellow. Who was the best man at his wedding? Start there. Then check the groomsmen. Who is he? Then get the footage of the graduation ceremonial concerning college. Has anyone talked to the professors? Nope, nobody can find him. It's odd that no one is bragging that they knew him or taught him or lived with him. Nope, nobody. But this is the person America seeks to listen to after another attack. Well, what about Michelle? How did they meet? Where are the photos? Every president gives to the public all their photos for the library, so on and so forth. What does he release? Nothing. Who voted for him to be the most popular man in 2010? That's all bought and paid for. Folks, this has got to make you wonder. You ever wonder why no one ever came forward from President Barack Hussein Obama's past saying that they knew him? Again, attended school with him? Was his friend? Not one person has ever come forward from his past. Not one. Is that not strange, America? Yet he's one of us. This should be a cause for great concern. To those who voted for him, you may have been, well, you've elected an unqualified, inexperienced shadow man, by the way, who has never operated or owned a candy store, but yet he's here to rule the roost concerning your country. Have you ever seen the movie The Mancunian Candidate? As insignificant as each of us might be, someone with whom we went to school will remember our name or face. Someone will remember where the clown or the dork or the brain or the quiet one or the bully or something about us. But yet again, Barack Hussein Obama, absolutely nothing. What about this clown George Stephanopoulos of ABC News, who kisses up because he's a CIA agent, said that the same thing during the 2008 campaign. He questions why no one has acknowledged the president while in his classroom or ate in the same cafeteria or made impromptu speeches on campus. Stephanopoulos also was a classmate of Obama at Columbia, the class of 1984. He says he never had a single class with him. Wow! That's pretty crazy. How come nobody's talking about this, folks? 8 years later, 7 years later. Nobody remembers Obama at Columbia University, yet he's a constitutional scholar. Friends, read the Constitution. You'll see that he's not there to uphold the Constitution. He's there to destroy it. In other words, he is not one of us. He is foreign to America, and you can see it by the foreign government that needs to implement itself through totalitarian methods over the heads of the American people. We'll talk to you in 23, 1 John 3:18. Love you. See you.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's